Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware. And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Boom! We're back. Who's this? Who's this person? Who's this guy?
Who the fuck is he? Where's his beard gone? Oh my god, the beard is gone. He has left us. He's turned into a lady.
All right, short story about the beard.
Firstly, welcome to Dads, Lads and Kebabs, people. We are back.
Welcome to Dads, Lads and not so much kebabs at the moment. Trying to slim down. You can see the face. Got a bit of a jaw going on now. No, so short story, let's just get out of the way before we know people say about the beard and what's happened to it. Short story is, a couple of weeks back, I was in a hotel, and I was like, we're just the family, the three of us, the Musketeers, and I was like, at night time, I was like, I'll just trim my beard, have a bit of trim. Anyway, I tried to trim this bit a bit shorter, messed it up, and I was like, oh shit, now I'm just like a dickhead, so it'll come up. That's it. There's no hidden meaning behind it. It's growing back, and it will not be cut again, and I'll always have it just professionally done from now on. That's it. There's nothing else to it. It was a mistake.
That is the reason why everybody shaves their beard off, because they fucked it. They tried to trim it. They fucked a bit off. They cut a section out, and it looked fucking stupid. So you have to even it out. Take the whole thing off.
That's what I did.
And
that's a complete fuck up.
That's what you did, mate. That's what you fucking did. I remember your brother used to do that at work.
Yeah.
Used to come in at work. It's like, where's your beard gone? Because Ben used to have a massive fucking hairy man Viking beard. Yeah, that was it. And I was like, where you gone? You look like 7 years old. Oh, I fucked it.
I didn't recognize myself when I fully shaved it off.
Yeah.
I did not. And then another thing as well is when you have a big beard and you shave it off, there's a lot of hair to get rid of. And obviously I'm in a hotel and I'm like, I've got this big bundle of hair I'm trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do with it? So I flushed it. And it took about 3 or 4 flushes to try and get rid of it all.
Why don't you just put it in the bin?
I didn't think of that.
Oh my God. What's wrong with putting it in the bin, though? Come on. I put my beard hair when I shave and trim, get it out of the sink and put it in the bin. What's the problem?
I didn't think of that. Sorry. I'm sorry. I do apologize. How you been?
I've been good, mate. You look like you're in a shed. I've been washed out. I never get my colour right, man. Does my head in.
You never get my colour right, man. My colour. Oh, so you see, I go for the orange. You've gone for the white light.
No, yeah, I haven't. I'm on orange, mate. Orange. Look.
No, that's not orange.
Fucking is. Look, this is going wrong, man. Where's my fucking lead? There we go. Right, I'll show you fucking orange. Look, it's on orange. There's white. There's blue. And there's orange. See? It looks that colour.
The low budget of the podcast world. Tripods. Wow. Tripods, man.
These fucking leads.
I've literally got that exact tripod that I'm using right now for my... Mine holds my phone in the middle of it.
Yeah, so can mine. I don't use it though, because I'm not on my phone.
Believe it or not, people, this entire podcast has been filmed on the massive technical difficulties that we've had through microphones and lights and laptops. I've resulted into a £4 tripod with a built-in light that holds my phone, my everyday headphones, and my phone. So... And it works.
That's all that matters then. Sometimes
we've had a lot of technical difficulties over the times. Money doesn't do shit.
No. It's either internet. It's either internet going down. Do you remember that one time?
Sound.
I think episode 5, I was in my garden, do you remember? It took like an hour and a half to get the internet to work. Because, mate, it was lagging and it was shocking. Absolutely shocking. That's like 2 years ago, man. Do you know how long I've been doing this podcast? Nearly 2 years. I think May 2020.
I mean, as our clientele will know, we've had a few gaps. not for creative differences, just for sheer laziness of we have lives. We don't have lives.
I would say it is difficult sometimes to actually set a date for us to film, and I do miss the times when we used to film like 2-3 a week,
constantly a week. Yeah, constantly, and it was constant. Yeah. And well, that was lockdown, right? That was fucking.
It was easy. And I remember having about 10 episodes in the edit, waiting to be edited week by week to get ahead, and that was quality. So I'm looking forward to.
We will get back to that. Like, now I'll admit, at the moment, fingers crossed, I've not got too much going on. I have a pretty much normal life, let's say normal life pattern going on at the moment, you know, work, gym, family.
Jim, what's Jim? What's a gym? Fucking hell, I ain't been gym for ages.
I'll step back in it, and it's a scary world. Yeah. No, I haven't had that much time off, and I've been doing home workout. I've got a treadmill now. Treadmill / clothes horse, you know what I mean? I've got a treadmill now, so I use that at home, and I've got kettlebells, yeah. So I do kettlebells, and I've got a bag out of back. You've got to have a bag. Always got to have a bag.
What, Tesco carry bag? Punch bag.
Rumble in the jungle.
I've technically got one of them, and I'd love to just stick it somewhere and just pound shit out of it every day. I see the people losing weight and they're getting toned and that. I just want to do that, but I haven't got nowhere to put it. Because I'm in my old bedroom.
My old bedroom. You got crocodile on your wall.
Oh, I don't know. That was here before I moved it back in. That was some sort of like gecko thing with a mirror in the middle.
That's freaking me out. I honestly think you've got like a full-on lizard just climbing on your wall right now, because they do climb at fucking walls.
They do, yeah. They just stick like... Yeah, they just stick. So,
but yeah.
How you been? What has happened to Niall since the last time? Probably 3 months. I think we've filmed one episode this year.
Mate. This is... happened? Yeah, I mean, I moved. So I moved house. I'm in the new house now. Lovely. Family home. It's lovely.
Can I just ask, though, it does look like you're in a shed.
No, I'm in the dining room.
The wall... Is that, are you on green screen? Turn your fucking phone off.
Creative differences. That's my wife's work phone right there. Going on. It's a blind.
Oh, okay. For me, that looks like a shed. Looks very creative. I quite like that. That's nice.
Mickey, I'll give you a tour. I'll give you a tour at the end. I'll give you a tour. So I moved. Moved house. General day-to-day living. That was hard. Oh, I told you about my van driving, didn't I?
No, I've not really spoke to you.
So.
Your van driving?
I've always wanted to drive a van. Always.
I used to drive a van. And
basically, we did the move ourselves.
Yeah,
we hired a van, big Mercedes Sprinter. Piss. And I honestly, shit myself. Absolutely shit myself. I've never driven anything big, like massive.
They're lovely. So, they are lovely to drive.
They're not.
I fucking love racing people in that 90 mph everywhere in my Sprinter when I was van driving for 5 years.
Allegedly, allegedly DVLA.
Well, you can't prove it, so you're not going to catch me.
We hired a van, did it all ourselves. That took some time, like moving boxes and everything else. It was quick. We were in. We're quick. Got it all set up. Good to go. And now we're just settling in, and it's nice.
This is a long time coming, is it? It's just over a year. I think, was it just before Christmas, that bloke, drunk driver, crashed into your house?
That's a long one, man. Yeah. Honestly.
And that started the process of where you are now, I suppose.
It started a very, very good process, I'm going to say. Because
positive out of a negative.
Yeah. I mean, last year for us was, yes, we had a big, big chunk of shit at the start of the year. And then we kind of went on a midlife crisis and went on way too many holidays.
Like, I was on holidays. Had like 4 in 6 weeks, didn't you? I think we spoke about that.
we did Spain, Tenerife, America, Paris,
Cromer.
Just random loads of random trips. Chroma, yeah, of course. Chroma. we just did a lot of stuff, and it was nice. But then now, completely different. You know, we got married, and now it's nice to just, we're balanced now. Like, God, I mean, we're far from balanced, but like, it's nice just to be in our home routine. You know, daughter's doing her thing, and we're just doing our day-to-day stuff, school and work. And I mean, we're looking at extravagant holidays now. We're like, we've got this new house, we can't afford it. So
it'll be camping in the fucking field.
Oh mate, yeah. I think, to be honest, we'll be lucky if we even get Chroma in this year after the amount of dough that we've spent. But I don't know. I'm content.
Do you know what you could do as a surprise for your daughter? Get, if you got a tent, put it in the garden, camp out with her.
I'd love that.
Kids love that shit.
I'll camp. My wife won't camp.
That's what I mean. You two, you and your daughter, camping out, like daddy and daughter night.
Camping.
In the garden. That'd be well good. Get a little one of them disposable barbecues, cook a little dinner out there. She'll fucking love it, mate.
No, she would actually. She'd boss off that.
That's what I mean.
But yeah.
Don't have to cost a lot of money.
No. I think that's the thing, right? This is the... I think this is the telltale sign of this year, isn't it? Is the fact that actually, with everything that, with inflation on everything, like everything is costing more.
It's a joke.
Like, petrol, like in fucking food shopping. Like my food shopping, a basic food shopping that used to cost me like sort of, you know, like maybe 70 quid a week, maybe less than that, has now gone up to 110 a week on food. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like a lot. To some people, I get that, whatever. I don't know what people's food budgets are, but when you add it all up and you're spending nearly enough, like £500 a month on food, it's fucking a lot.
That's not the best, is it? But you can see, like, petrol hasn't changed, to be fair, for 2-3 months. It's still £1.43 I get petrol for. So I'm happy about that. It's like a, it's got a nice level to it.
Uh-huh.
And, but the food, you go in, sometimes twice a week, if you buy like the same things, it's gone up twice in some weeks. And it's like, wow, it's gone up again and again. There's no way that these companies, I blame the supermarkets. I think Tesco was one of the worst. When the petrol was coming down in price at Shell and Esso and BP,
yeah.
Tesco's was keeping it high, the petrol. They never put the 5p reduction in. I think they did it for a day or 2 days, and then put it back up again. So I blame the supermarket. Same with like the egg shortage. They're not paying the farmers what they should be. Yeah. You still can't get eggs sometimes. You're lucky, like 2-3 times a week, you can go and get eggs. Otherwise, they're all empty. And these supermarkets, I think they are ripping all the people off. You know, that's why everyone's going to Aldi and Lidl. Because, especially for meat anyway, meat in Aldi and Lidl is fucking quality compared with the shit that Tesco and maybe Sainsbury's, Morrison's do, I don't know. But Morrison's, I think, is the most expensive out of all of the supermarkets.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from Waitrose, but who shops there? Old people. I mean, come on. You don't fucking... That's why your shopping bill is so big. Fucking hell.
No, we don't. We shop Tesco mostly, but basically, well, I'll be honest with you, since we've moved, and we've moved to a more central location of area of town...
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is on Deliveroo. Like, I didn't realise. I lived in the country before. Yeah. And now, we're in a central location. I didn't realise what you can get on Deliveroo. So we get, like, Tesco, Asda, Waitrose, Co-op, Nissa. They're shops. I didn't know you could get shops on there.
How does that work? One little Indian man goes around with his shopping trolley.
I mean, he's not necessarily Indian. Right?
No, but he's European. Romanian.
He's not European either. He could be from freaking
Kettering.
South Downs.
Whatever, but they're generally...
Yeah, so no, basically, I think Waitrose do it like themselves. Like, they have a job, they have a dedicated person, goes around, picks everything you want, packs it up in a nice brown paper bag,
yeah,
big Waitrose stick on it, and drops it to
the door. I understand the Tesco, they do their shopping, we have it at work. Like Sainsbury's, Waitrose, they all do their own, but not on Deliveroo. That's through the shop themselves. So how does it?
I get it.
So how does it work? Who turns up? Is it a Deliveroo man?
Yes, the Deliveroo man. Yeah.
What if it's just seven crates of fucking stuff? It's food.
Yeah. How's that? Well, no, because I think you're maximum allowed like 50 items or some shit like that.
Oh, it's just like a big basket, two baskets worth then. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't think the shopping trolley.
How much you fit in a fucking basket?
It depends what you're buying.
But yeah, we just realized you can get a lot on delivery. Oh, fuck me. But like, we're talking about fucking money, man. It's like, we're always talking. I mean, that is the root of all evil is money, especially in relationships and marriages.
Friendships, businesses. Money's
involved. I don't like talking about money. I don't like dealing with it. I don't like touching it. I don't want money around me. I hate it. Yeah. Like, and that's why, luckily, my wife is great with the finance. I mean, she's not great by all means. She's fucking terrible. But all the pennies go in her direction, and I don't deal with any or have any pennies. And I like that because I don't have to deal with it. She'll just tell me, stop spending. We haven't got any money. Like, so there's no more. I mean, I'm cutting back. There's no more like takeaway coffees I'm buying randomly on me. I'm still buying a few, but I'm cutting back on all my shit.
Yeah,
just I don't know. And anything is the same as like you know, I'm like for clothes and shit. Right.
Well, used to be
terrible. I've stopped all that shit now. I'm just living a simpler life, right?
Nothing wrong with Primark, mate.
I mean,
£3.50. Jogging bottoms. I'd go there. What's the problem?
I mean, I'm not that bad. Not that bad, darling. I've got a collection. My problem is I've got a collection. My problem is I've got new shoes, new trainers in boxes, in dust bags, in the cupboard. And I'm, realistically speaking, I've probably got between about 20 pairs of trainers. Half of them are brand new in the box.
Sell them.
I can't sell them.
Do you wear them, though? You don't wear them, no?
No, I look after them.
What do you mean? They're
my pets.
Are you saving them for a rainy day when they're worth something? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. We didn't say that.
I'm not waiting until they're a rainy day. No. I'm not going to ever sell them.
Of course you are.
I'm going to wear them at some point. Like, I've got airport trainers. When I go to the airports, I've got airport trainers.
What, extra comfy?
Everyone knows you get dressed up to go to an airport. Comfy dressed up.
Do you know what I wear at airports? My fairy Joggers. Crocs. My fairy Crocs.
You're such a cunt.
I've got two pairs of fairy Crocs. You're the original black pair I got at Christmas. And now my favourite pair, I'll show you. What colour? No, what colour are they?
Orange. Orange.
They're fucking yellow. Fucking yellow. Look at that bad boy. Yeah, furry yellow fucking Crocs.
You see how old I am. Are you ready for this one?
Fucking heaven, mate. What are you wearing?
These.
Granddad slippers.
No. Well, yeah. These are the UGG Tasmans.
You're skinning sheep alive. Oh, that's so bad.
I mean, with the smell of them, no one. Oh.
Do you know what? I looked at a pair of them because you know Dapper laughs, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few years ago, I saw a video and he had these UGG slippers on and they looked fucking awesome. But they were about 90 quid and I thought, nah, I'm not buying them. And then I was looking for different versions and I totally forgot all about them. I forgot that UGG actually do them. But
I'll send you a link.
So I'm happy with my £40 furry Crocs.
Just the same price as these that I got for these. So you're, you know, saving the planet more. Fucking Mr. £40 Crocs. You're paying £40 for rubber.
Yeah, but it's got fur in it.
Oh, mate. Fucking fur.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the world at the moment and how great it is.
Yeah, wait for it. We'll see what happens.
I mean, let's have a look at this thing that happened yesterday. We can talk about yesterday because the whole...
What happened yesterday?
People think they're being... tracked via
the government alert. Yeah. What time did you get yours?
9:03.
Did you? I was at 2:59.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, like, the thing is, I said about this when I was in America. I've got a cuckoo clock now. It's very distracting. when I was in America, that happened to me three times, those alerts, and it's just weather alerts, like hurricane warning.
Oh, okay.
Because we was in Walmart, or Target.
Target.
And it happened because all the lights went off in Target or Walmart. Okay. Like everything went pitch black, and the weather went from really hot and sunny to torrential. And I mean, like, if you were still in this rain, it'd be battering you.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said about that. You come out and it was pitch black. Yeah.
Yeah. And but we got a thing on our phone just to say, like, torrential severe weather forecast. I was only in America one day and I got that alert. Doesn't mean I'm being tracked. I think people need to realize that is that actually, if you're a person that posts these videos on the internet about your opinions and that sort of stuff and about posts, making posts saying, turn your phone off on the 23rd, you're going to get tracked. You're already tracked, love. It's fine.
Of course you are.
You are tracked on your every move, right? Yeah. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, like, it's not good. Yeah, I think people just, like I say, people find a reason to complain. They find a reason to moan about something and to try and... I mean, I love conspiracy theories. I fucking love them. I could talk about them all day, every day. But
yeah, me too.
I think some of them are just... No, it's just letting you know. I mean, the whole thing with, like, people of domestic abuse, if they have a hidden phone, that could have fucked up a lot of things. But
of course.
You had a lot of warning, so there is an option, especially on iPhone anyway, you could just turn critical alerts off and all that stuff. You could turn them off, so it didn't turn on.
I think that, you know, that those kind of posts are brilliant because it's just letting people know, actually, yes, if you have got, you know, if you are in this situation and you do have a phone hidden or whatever, or a device for that matter, because that's what shocked me. Was it was just on phones? Like, surely things like iPads and stuff like that, especially iPads that have SIM cards and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I don't know. If that works.
And I figured out as well. I have a work phone that's fully connected and everything. That didn't get an alert.
A few people apparently said it depended on where you were in the country, north of like the Midlands. Some people didn't get them.
Well, my phones are in the same house, so
yeah, that exactly. That's weird. I mean, I've only got one phone, and I wasn't at work yesterday, so I don't know if all the work phones went off. So I couldn't answer that question, but
yeah.
They're getting ready for when Putin fucking bombs us. That's what they're doing. Nuclear attacks on the way. So
yeah, and that's the thing, right? Again, massive conspiracy. But I think, do you know what? For whatever reason it is for. Yeah. Aren't you thankful that you do have it? The answer is yeah.
Yeah. Like these people saying, oh, you have to turn it off. So no, it lasted for like 10 seconds, if that.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me jump, shit myself in my car. And I'm like, fuck. I was picking my daughter up from work. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? It's like, wee.
I know. I was having a piss while it went off. And I was nearly sprayed everywhere.
Pissed on his shoes.
How many drug dealers threw out their phones yesterday?
Oh yeah, all the little burn phones they've got. Yeah,
I bet how many drug dealers just like, what the fuck?
They're coming! Please flush this shit, flush it down flush the toilet. Yeah,
flush your stash. Yeah, that. God, but yeah, conspiracies, man. That is honestly, conspiracies for me are just.
I have a conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Go on.
I think Sam Smith is an alien because he's so fucked in the head, and he dresses up like a piece of meat with wire around him, like like a joint of beef.
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing stuff, outrageous stuff in front of children?
But this is that whole.
Attention! Look at me. Look
yeah, but this
me.
Is that whole demonic thing, isn't it? About how many celebrities are like, do you know, like Jay-Z and all that? Like he apparently drinks blood and all that sort of shit. And...
So does Tom Hanks. Yeah, Adrenochrome. Yeah. When they have children farms and they scare kids and they take their blood at the time, full of adrenaline. Yeah, that's how they keep them young. That is so many stories about that. I think that's a bit scary, isn't it?
I remember when there was what's the big one in America? It's the Grammys. The Grammys is like the big one, isn't it?
For music, you got the Oscars for.
So the Grammys. Oscars for films. The Grammys, where there was that clip of Jay-Z and he was like trying to hand Beyonce a drink and everyone was like, that's blood. That's pure blood. And I was like,
oh, I'm not sure.
But then have you heard about all these celebrities, especially like big, big hierarchy celebrities, go to this, they worship this owl god?
Possibly.
Right, my brothers will tell me about it. So this is, it's something gate. It's called something gate.
Okay.
And it's where basically they worship this owl god in, one sec, I'm going to have to get my iPad and just tell you. You can still hear me. I'm still here.
Yeah, so people, let us know in the comments, what do you think? Do you think that celebrities are drinking children's scared blood that has adrenaline in? Do you think that is possible? You mean, who knows what is possible? In when you have the world of money, the hierarchy, the Masons, Illuminati, all that stuff. I do think the Rothschilds, who own the world. I saw a picture today, actually, where one of the Rothschild men, I don't know who he is, the dad, I don't know, he was actually putting his finger, poking Prince Charles, or King Charles, I should say, in the chest. And the caption was, who is the only person that can poke a king and get away with it? The person that owns the world, that is why. So
what do you mean?
Well, the Rothschilds own the world, don't they? They rule the world. They own like nine out of the 10 banks in the world, the biggest banks in the world. So whoever controls the money controls the world, obviously.
The thing is I'm just content living a normal life.
Exactly.
This is what I don't get about the bigger deal, the orders, that you know, is that they're so busy on trying to make themselves so inferior of everybody else, superior of everybody else. It's like, where are you living your life? Where in this mix are you living your life? And this is why the more and more I see about celebrities is the fact that. It fucking suck to be really, really famous. Like,
what? Not being able to go anywhere.
Yeah, you got to think, like, look at, like, say, like, I don't know, Justin Bieber level, for example. Mm. Like, especially the younger generation of celebrities, because kids are terrible at fucking stalking and fucking
they'll be everywhere.
Following them to places. And you couldn't tag yourself in a restaurant, or you couldn't be, like, on a, you know, they go on a beach holiday to a private island. And yet, you know, they've got like paparazzi following them on the plane and on a boat, and you just think, that's it, your life's fucking followed.
It's done.
Oh god. LA.
Okay. Right, he's finding it, people. iPad is out. He's doing his research. Right.
So it's called, it's not Gate. It's called Bohemian Grove.
Okay. Bohemian Grove, right?
Bohemian Grove is a restricted 2,700-acre campground in the hills of LA, right?
Yeah.
And basically, if you do your research on this, it's basically where people, like, they worship this big, gigantic owl that's in the middle of the woods, and it's there.
Owl as in twit-twoo.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, owl.
Thought you said owl as in Alan. Owl god. An owl. Got ya, right, okay.
So Joe Rogan's covered this shit and everybody. You know, Joe Rogan's covered every conspiracy. Rogan is good for two things, right? One, like fucking conspiracy theories. And two, that motherfucker owes me a lot of money for the amount of supplements that I've bought because of that dickhead.
It hasn't worked.
Fucking the amount of supplements. Joe Rogan's like, I'm on this shit. I'm on it. I'm fucking wired. I've got a job to do. Like, this fucking makes you drop fucking 6 stone in a day. That motherfucker, man. I've had so many supplements because of him. The new one is NMN is the new supplement that I'm taking. And apparently it's basically just supposed to regenerate your organs.
Magnesium does that.
Yeah. Wish somebody talked. I've got magnesium. I'm taking magnesium.
Well, there you go then. It accentuates the electrolytes in all your body, your organs, your blood, your cells. That helps give you a boost. Because I'm on, I love all my vitamins. It's got.
I got so into it. I've got. I'll show you. So I've got. This is.
Yeah, Dosset Bucks. Okay. Yeah, I've got one of them downstairs.
I keep all my vitamins in this. 6 vitamins a day.
Right. Could you explain what they are?
Could you let us know? Yeah, so there is... First of all, there's a multivitamin.
Yeah.
Then there is ginseng. Then there is B12.
Right.
Fuck. I'm just taking random stuff. And then there's NMN, which is stands for...
MNM.
NMN, which is nicotinamide moctinide nomicide, right? Okay. I've probably said that wrong.
Right,
but basically, it's really good. It's from the earth, and the earth brings you out. I mean, look at my... I've got no bags anymore. That's probably all the cream that I use. But yeah, I just use a... I don't know. Oh, God. I am the fucking dickhead that buys these supplements.
I haven't bought supplements since the Alpha A5s back in the day. I don't have whey protein anymore. I don't have nothing. So apart from vitamins and stuff, that's all I have.
My ethos has changed of what I want to be now, whereas before it was always about
getting big.
Be bigger, stronger. Now I just kind of want to... I like a frame. Don't get me wrong. I like to be a stocky guy. I don't want everyone to be skinny. But I just want to be comfortable in my clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
At my age, I'm fucking 31 this year. No age at all. I know you're going to moan and be like, you're this old.
I'm 44 this year.
I just want to be comfortable. I want to be. I just want to be comfortable in my clothing. I just don't want to be like, oh, your dad's fat. Someone saying that to my daughter. I don't drink. I don't smoke anymore. This thing is now nicotine free. So it's just a vape for habit. And I've allowed myself a 3-month time frame because I went from really high nicotine to medium to low.
I didn't know they had nicotine in. I thought they were just flavors that you fill them
up. This is not a disposable. This is just a vape with 0 milligram nicotine in.
So let me get onto this a minute. Sorry. So when you buy these vapes from shops and you buy the liquid and you refill them and that and you have the flavors, do they have nicotine in them?
Depends on the device. So. You will
cheap shit you buy from the shop, like the local shop for a fiver.
Oh yeah, so if you buy a small bottle like that, a 10 mil bottle, more than likely they'll have between 5 and 20 milligrams of nicotine, depending on what you buy. Okay. Now, that depends on where you are in your vaping stage. My problem is you've got too many kids that are buying these disposable vapes that have never vaped in their life that are addicted to 20 milligrams a day.
Two of my children are on vapes constantly.
All right.
So,
and
they never smoked. Oh no, I don't fuck knows. I just buy
like Elf Bar or something. Yeah, yeah.
The
difficulty with that is, right, is you've got vapes are just being sold, and I think at the moment across the UK, it's going to be a big watchdog moment of secret shoppers going into shops trying to, you know, get kids to buy vapes, see if shops will sell them because
they all do.
There was a thing a few weeks ago where a shop was doing this meal deal. They called it a meal deal. And it was a bottle of Prime. Well, that's not Prime. It was a bottle of Prime and an Elf Bar for a tenner. So, like, it was fucking sick. Like, you were literally in touch. You were invited. You know, it's like the old man giving the kids sweets. Do you know what I mean? It's literally you're enticing children through your door going, oh, wait, I can have an Elf Bar. Or I can have 20 milligrams of nicotine and 20 grams of sugar. Fucking hell, kids are wired. And the amount of studies that I read about kids that are their parents are trying to get them off their vapes, and they can see their kids climbing the walls like crackheads. Like, it's a big problem. It's a really big problem, especially when it comes to children that are going through exams. Because I've heard parents going, yeah, well, I let them vape during their exam because of stress. I'm like, just buy them cigarettes then. No, I wouldn't do that. So you're going to give them a vape of 20 milligrams of nicotine, but if you caught them with a cigarette, they'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, the big difference is when me and you were in school and you knew who the smokers were, those smokers might have only smoked sort of two or three a week.
Yeah.
Because they didn't buy cigarettes back then. They just smoked everyone else's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, got them when they could.
You got them when you could. The problem is now you've got 11-year-olds that are going through an Elf bar a day, which is, you know, the equivalent to around about between 15 and 20 cigarettes.
See, I didn't know they had nicotine. I thought they're just like flavoured vapour with chemicals in that's fucking your lungs up. And in 10 years' time, they're going to say, oh, by the way, everyone that vaped for that time, you're going to fucking die soon because it's worse than cigarettes. I'm waiting for that fucking day. I am waiting for it because they have no idea what's in vapes.
With your kids.
Right.
Just say to them, what percent is it? Is it 1% or 2%? Now, people don't realise this. This is the fact that I think a lot of manufacturers got onto their boxes that made vapes seem cleaner, is the fact that if you put 1% on your box and say, oh, only 1% nicotine, 1% okay. actually means 10 milligrams of nicotine, which is still quite high.
Yeah.
And then 2% means 20 milligrams, which is really high for a non-smoker.
Oh, wow. So that gets them addicted then.
Yeah, nicotine, which is obviously within about 3 weeks of vaping, your receptors in your brain will require a certain dosage of nicotine. Okay. You've grew these receptors and daily your body needs them. That's why kids are constantly on these vapes. It's purely because it's filling their brain with nicotine. And the more they go without it, the stress they get, and their body needs the nicotine, so they go and buy another one. It's honestly, it's literally worse than, I'd say it's worse than cannabis.
They smoke that as well.
Much.
My kids are fucked, man. There's only my eldest. He's fucking clever. He doesn't do any of that shit. But then again, he is autistic, so fair play to him. But I actually think I'm autistic quite a lot with my life, which I never realised until...
What do you mean?
You go through the process. Obviously, recently... not last year, we went through the process with him about being autistic. And it's like, oh, wow, all them years we thought he was just weird. We understand now. And since he's come out about it and we've chatted about it, went through the process with the school, he has never spoken as much as he has since then. He's chatty because it's like a weight has been lifted and people understand him. And I've been looking into it from my point of view, and quite a lot of it is similar to me, really. So, you know,
it can be a release for a lot of people, because people, you know, it's such a taboo subject that some parents wouldn't want to talk that their kid had a, and it's, I don't think in the society that we live in today, things like autism shouldn't be called a special need, because
oh no,
truth is most people out there, most doctors out there, and things like that, and physicians and surgeons will probably tell you that they have a form of autism, depending on whatever background they come. They're some of the cleverest people that to deal with is people with autism, because their brain can function a hell of a lot quicker than we can. It can comprehend really tricky things.
See, I think the process was, because I obviously work in care, and the autistic people I work with are mostly like 99% non-verbal, and they have a learning disability as well, not just autism. So I didn't, for some silly reason, it never triggered with me that he could be autistic. Now it's like, wow, how stupid was I, you know?
And now look, he's like, he's
doing really well, isn't it? He's thriving, yeah. He's going uni in September.
Amazing. Where's he going?
I don't want to say where he's going, but yeah, it's in the Midlands somewhere. but it's going to be it's going to be very good, and a star student in A levels, so nice.
Exactly.
Man. Perfect.
And he's going to go out there and just thrive and do what he wants to do. Amazing.
He's going to make his daddy rich.
And then what we all hope as parents is that we're going to get looked after now. Yeah, God, yeah. Man.
Pick my care home.
I just want a comfy life, man. I've learned now that I have my good days and my bad days, and some days are better than others. And we've all got bills and debt and fucking things going on, cars to fix and tires to replace. And
there's always something that pops up. You think you've got a nice stress-free life and no hassle, and then it's like, nah, wait there, I'm coming for
Hold
you.
On.
And then
hold the phone.
It gets dropped on you, doesn't it? It's like, pop. Yeah. There you go.
But I just think now you've just got to learn to deal with it. Yeah, exactly that. You've literally just got to pick your balls up and say, do you know what? Let's fucking deal with it. Move on. You're going to go to bed tonight. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yes, like, exactly.
I've started to be thankful for such little things in my life. Like, I get to be at home every night. You know?
Spend time with the family.
Yeah. You know, I get to do things with, you know, my girls at the weekend, and we get to experience things that don't have to cost loads of money. Like, we've done some days out recently that have not cost. Like, we went to a country park around the corner from me. You'll know where it is. It's where I fell over that time. Well, I didn't fell over. I got pushed.
When you jumped down the quarry, you mean?
Yeah, and, like, broke a rib after I found out I had an X-ray.
That's a fucking scary time, that is. How that didn't end differently, I have no idea.
I couldn't breathe. I fucking couldn't breathe.
You didn't even want your lunch.
My back went, and then I realised that I actually cracked a rib.
Did you?
Yeah, I had an X-ray. Because I couldn't breathe. I was laying down in bed at night, and I was going, and I could feel something pressing in.
Yeah. You just jumped down, and you jolted all your back.
Fucking sued. I'd have been rich now.
No.
I wouldn't have never been rich.
That's what happens when you don't hold a man's hand.
But yeah, just doing nice, like, family things, wicked. I love that.
Do you know what I found that's really helpful if you like getting out and about, especially in the summer months? You know all the country parks? I've got a yearly pass for parking. It's like £51 or whatever. Not for dogging, you weirdo.
And
you save so much money, and you can park anything. They send you like a card to put in your windscreen, and all of the main, like Urchester, Sywell, East Carlton, Firmin Woods,
Summerlees, all the big ones.
Just go there whenever you want. You don't have to pay because you've already paid your yearly subscription.
Mm.
And like that's
quality. I like stuff like that. Like. It was probably one of the best days out we had in a while when we went to a country park and literally spent hours there, and we got muddy. Like, my wife, who doesn't like any of that stuff, she was crawling through a tunnel, just basically covered in mud. And it was hilarious. We had a really good day.
Take a picnic.
It's little things. It's just little things. Like, it's
awesome, man. I love all that shit.
Garden centres now. God, I'm a garden centre, man. Do you know what I've asked for? My missus saying, she does it every year. What do you want for your birthday? Babe, what do you want for your birthday? And I was like, babe, I want some plants. I want some plants for my garden. I want to get in. I want to do my garden. Because my garden's lovely. I'll show you my garden in a minute when we're finished. But my garden's lovely. And I want to do plants. I want to be able to go, I fucking did that. Because I don't think that I could do it.
Right.
Like, I don't think I could look after it. Now, I've got a big raised flower bed with fountains in it that obviously water the plants for you. You just have to switch it on. But it needs filling.
It's cheating.
Right. But I want to do it because I want it to be like, I grew that. And I've also been watching a lot of Alan Titchmarsh.
Oh, it's good shows, they are.
Oh, I love them. He's so calm.
Yeah, it's just like no stress. It's just like, wow.
Love your God. Love your... It's cool. Honestly, I watch it every Tuesday. Love your God. And I just love how soothing it is. Me and my missus watch so much TV together. Random stuff. What have you been watching?
What have I been watching? I have finished The Crown.
The Crown?
I fucking love The Crown. Fucking awesome. I've seen that all now. I watched it all from start to finish, all five series. Mm-hmm. I finished that, and then this week I watched, like last weekend, I watched the Harry and Meghan documentary on Netflix, a 6-part.
Loved it.
Yeah, I am totally on Harry and Meghan's side.
Me too.
Yeah, after watching that, all the stories, because of because I think you have to watch The Crown first, and I know it's only like 80% true, but you get the general gist of it. You can't do nothing in royal family unless the Queen says so, and it's about protocol and policies. You can't get divorced. You can't marry this person, even though you're in love. You have to marry this twat you don't even like. All because the Queen's or the royal family or the institution says so. Now, obviously, Harry didn't want that. And he's went through shit with his mum and the press. He didn't want it for his wife and his kids. You know, they gave up all their titles, all their money. So there you go.
Again, opinion, right? Is
oh, fuck
you
me.
You can be on whatever side of the fence you want. What are you fucking fuck me for? What's happened? You won a load of money.
No, I just threw my drink on me.
Oh, mate.
Sorry. I don't look like piss.
Oh, God. What are you drinking?
That is multivitamins and minerals and vitamin C, high strength.
The kind of stuff that makes you do that at the end of it. When you drink that last bit, your face is going to go...
No, it's really nice. But it makes your piss luminous yellow for, like, the next three pisses. So...
Love it. Love it. People say, though, that when you have vitamins like that, is it really staying in your system? Because you're pissing them out really quick. Is it having any effect like Barocca? People have been saying that about Barocca for a long time now. Is that does Barocca have an effect on your system? Because actually, it seems to come out very, very quickly. And when you drink Barocca,
a tablet will go through your gullet down into your stomach. It will sit there until it's dissolved. Yeah. Then obviously the body does its stuff and takes the bits out that it likes and then gets rid of the rest of it. Yeah. But obviously, if you drink stuff. Any liquid goes straight in the stomach already. Doesn't have to wait. Doesn't have to be dissolved. Doesn't have to be cooked, as it were, burnt up, whatever, for the acid. Mm. So it gets around quicker. That's why you drink it. You know. So I'm guessing they wouldn't make it. Come on, let's think about it. They wouldn't make stuff if it didn't work and it continuously be sold. Forever.
You don't have to tell me that. I've got every supplement in the cupboard. No, I've got a cupboard full of supplements that don't work. So you don't have to tell me that shit. Honestly, someone tells me that this cream will change your life forever. I'm like, take my credit card.
I will buy it.
I have been watching so much. Me and Miss have been watching so much freaking stuff. From comedians to documentaries to fucking hell. We watched something on Amazon Prime the other day called Jury Duty. If you've not seen it, go and watch it. It's an 8-parter, technically 3 hours long the whole season because it's only really just like 27-minute episodes.
Right.
The the basic gist of it is it's a court case. 99% of the population in that court case are all actors. That one bloke in it believes it's real. And they fall in for 8 episodes. Go and fucking watch it. It's hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. This poor kid. Go and watch it. Turns out I can't watch horror movies anymore. I am in the pussy society now. I can't. I went to see Evil Dead with my brothers and sister.
Oh, people are on about that this week. So, yeah.
Shit myself.
Pussy.
Honestly. Fucking, I took my hoodie off. I got myself a little kid's snack box.
Sweating.
I was honestly hiding my fucking, I was closing my eyes pretending to watch it. Like it was fucking scary. And obviously I've seen the new, you know, our favourite, the new Insidious. Fuck me, that looked good.
Is that out yet? It's number 5.
No, it came out, trailer was out, cinema.
Yes, okay.
Good. But then there's a bogeyman coming out. There's someone about some book coming out. There's some good horrors coming out.
New Ghostbusters coming out this year as well.
Ghostbusters!
So that'd be good. I'll be watching that.
I can't watch horror movies anymore. horror movies anymore.
We used to live on them at weekends.
Listen, I've got a question for you as well. Okay. Good question. On a, now, just one, a real answer. Just a truthful, real answer.
Right.
On a camera.
Yeah.
When you go and look at your cameras and you see one of them little white things just go across, what is it? Truthful answer.
What do you mean, them white things?
You know, like, is it just dust when you see like a little white thing just go across the camera?
Depends what camera you use. What camera are you using? Like, if it's an iPhone.
No. It's like a, okay, like a ring, like an indoor camera.
That'll be dust. That'll be infrared light reflecting off dust particles in your, wherever it's filming.
Thank you. That's it. Question done. It's cool.
It ain't scared no ghost.
We're good.
Yeah, yeah. They're very, especially at night time, infrared ones, you get them all over, like, woo, woo.
Yeah, it is an infrared. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's not a spirit. It's not a ghost. It's not a demon coming to get you.
That's right.
It's so good, mate.
Honestly, I thought they were flying into my bumhole, and it was a whole thing. I was like, yeah. Am I having my pants pulled down in the night? But yeah, honestly, it's all good in the hood. But yeah, I'm shit scared of horror movies. I'm back. I haven't got a beard. Mickey's got some new hats out by the looks of it, and these are snapbacks with camo, and obviously sponsored by Ghostal Wear.
Still,
and amazing. Dad's Has Kebabs is back. We are hopefully going to be releasing an episode a week. More than likely filming on a Monday, and Mondays are going to be best for me. And hopefully
next,
another couple of
next week, I can't because I do lates that week.
So we'll do a late episode next week then. We can do a late episode. But weekly episodes, people, we're back. Tell us what you want, as you always did before. And we discussed it, anything. There's nothing too big. And anything that we do discuss in our podcast is purely a discussion that we have an opinions on. And our opinions, our opinions. And yours is yours. So suck you, mum.
Yeah.
We love you, people.
Don't fucking cancel us, bitches. Boo! Brat, brat.
When you just discuss.
Exactly.
We're literally just Peter and Paul sat on a wall having a chat.
We're not doctors. It's not factually correct. It's our opinion. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Yeah. Don't buy any supplements that I recommend. Don't do that.
Don't listen to Niall. No.
Honestly,
he's in denial.
I have a lot of supplements. And yeah, fuck me. I'll tell you about foods and diets and all sorts of stuff. I fall down rabbit holes.
Yeah. But that's for another episode.
Another episode.
And a actually, supplement episode.
Some really health. Exciting okay. news may be coming. Maybe. We don't know. But what is it?
Mama.
You maybe, not me.
I gotta find someone to fuck first.
Yeah. Your dick's about to pack up and leave.
It already left. It sent me a postcard last week. It's on the beach somewhere. But
anyway, people, thank you for joining us for our welcome back episode of Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Give us a shout. Say hello. Speak to you soon. Deuces.
Deuces. Fucking deuces.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and all other podcast platforms.